This is the best of Scott Mills.
Now, one of our listeners, Sophie, got some tickets for Hilary Duff. She is her big, big, big fan and helped her out when she was feeling a bit down a couple of years ago at school. She's been a fan of Hillary for about, what, 4 or 5 years now? Now, a lot of people, a lot of our audience don't seem to know who Hillary Duff is. She's, like, totally cool. She's totally qual. And this is her new single. It's called Every Beat of My Heart. So that's Hilary Duff. That's what she sounds like, if you didn't know.
She looks all right as well.
Yeah, she looks very nice.
Not bad.
Now, Sophie is a massive fan of Hilary Duff, so kindly, she emailed us earlier, a couple of weeks ago, actually, and said, I know that Laura, who works on your show, is also a massive fan of Hilary Duff, so I would like to offer up one of the tickets, one of the two tickets I've got, to go to the gig.
Mm.
And they went together to the gig last night and had a wicked time. Sophie got a song dedicated to her by Hilary, my new special friend, Nicole. And when Laura, who works on the show, who's also a massive fan of Hilary, she's like your hero, like she thinks she's totally cool. When she knew she had a ticket to the gig, thanks to Sophie, Laura got straight on to Hilary Duff's people and asked for an interview. And surprisingly, they said yes. And there wasn't any security there or anything. Now, I'd like you to put yourself in Hilary Duff's place when you listen to this interview, right? Here's Laura interviewing Hilary Duff. Remember, she's a big, big, big fan.
Listen, it's really wicked to meet you. You're looking lovely. I just wanted to ask, first of all, why it is that you're so great.
Wow, I don't know.
So?
Wow, it's hard to talk about yourself like that, huh?
Ooh. So that was the first opening gambit question.
I'm already starting to feel very uncomfortable.
Really uncomfortable listening.
Yeah.
I just kind of want to grab hold of something when I'm listening. Okay, here's the next bit.
But if I wanted to be as great as you, what would you suggest that I do?
Probably you would have to, well, your hair is already blonde and short. We have the same length of hair, right? Same color.
So I'm pretty much halfway there.
You're halfway there.
Oh, God, it's so awful. You can just feel that Hillary's like, right, get her away from me as soon as possible. Security?
Oh. Have you always been so great, would you say? Yeah, I'd pretty much say that I've always been pretty great.
She's trying to inject a bit of humour now to kind of diffuse the situation. Yeah. Not really working.
Are you a fan of Laura's Diary?
What's Laura's Diary?
Basically, my little sister found my old diaries that I wrote when I was little, and she's been reading them out on the radio. I'm kind of quite famous now. So, I'd love it to be made into a film.
Oh.
And you'd be my perfect choice to play the part of me.
Really?
Is that something you'd be up for?
Is it kind of like Bridget Jones' Diary?
Yeah, definitely.
Diary?
But a bit younger.
Oh, cool.
It's rumoured that Josh Hartnett's going to be playing the male lead.
I could be very interested in that.
Oh, cool. Not at all. Now, she couldn't be less interested in playing Laura.
only at the mention of Josh Hartnett did her ears prick up, really.
It gets worse.
Now, when you're in London, I know it can be very hectic. Would you like to come and stay at my house?
Do you live anywhere near shopping?
Yeah, there's loads of good shopping near where I live. There's a big shopping centre, you'd love it.
Okay, good. That sounds like fun.
Right, all the texts are coming in now. Oh my God, she sounds like a crazy stalker. Andrew in Leeds. I can't listen to any more of it, it's making me cringe. Stop, from Eddie.
My insides are churning over and over. Kate in Glasgow.
I'm going a slight shade of red listening to this interview. Poor Hillary. I'm getting the tears of embarrassment from Gary in Luton. Right, there's one more.
Would I be able to get your phone number?
not on the air.
Okay, wicked. So give me it off the air, and then I'll give you mine, and we can meet up and go shopping and go for tea.
We can become best friends.
Amazing.
Yeah, whatever, love. You're never going to see her again. Run, Hillary, run.